You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. And from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria today, I'm speaking to Maries Reinach. And Maries, I saw an article that you authored, and the headline is Hybrid Annuities in South Africa, a smarter way to secure retirement income. Now, the word hybrid to me, when I hear it, I think of a car and I think of electric and diesel or petrol. And they're both different, but they both work together. Or separately, but a bit of both. So you're going to tell us about annuities that are different but work well together. Is that right?
Yes, hi, Lindsay. Good to speak to you again.
Thank you.
So you're right with the hybrid annuity. It's a combination of your more traditional options that you had when retiring. So usually you had to choose between a living annuity and a life annuity, or a guaranteed annuity is another name for a life annuity. But what the hybrid basically then is a combination of the two. So you get the best of both worlds into one product. So it's a relatively new product, not too long on the market as yet, but it is something that can enhance your income opportunities if used in the correct way. But it's not to say that it will always be the best option.
Okay, so it's sometimes called a blended annuity as well. You go on to say that in your article. Is it the case that you take the two traditional annuities and you put them together and get the best from both of those annuities, or is the blended or hybrid annuity a standalone product?
The one that we prefer using is with Momentum Wealth.
Yes.
And they call their guarantee portion within the portfolio the guaranteed annuity portfolio. So it remains in a living annuity.
Yes.
So the name of the investment, it stays the Momentum Wealth Retirement Income Option. That's their living annuity product. And within that, the guaranteed portion that you buy would reflect the same as any other fund that you have holding in. The guaranteed annuity portfolio, you can choose how much to basically or invest or switch into it. And that's the amount you pay to buy into the guarantee portion. That obviously remains the same because you have to, there's no market movement with that portion, but it remains a value within your total contract.
Okay, you said you say here hybrid annuities merge the best of both. In other words, the life and the living. And it seems to me that if that is the case, and if it's proven to be the case, given that it is a relatively new phenomenon, the blended or hybrid annuity, that it might knock the two single annuities off their perch. Is it getting to the point where most people are adopting a hybrid annuity now, Maries?
It's not for everyone. So for a lot of people, it's very important to them that it remains linked to the market so that they their investment value can grow with the market if they feel that there's a lot of positive growth opinions. And also a different opinion for a lot of investors is it's important for them to be able to leave an inheritance to their dependents or just to family members or somebody in general. With the guaranteed annuity portion, it depends on how you set it up. So if you do not have a second life attached to it like a spouse, or you don't put on an additional guaranteed period, the day you die or your spouse dies, there's nothing of that value that goes over to beneficiaries because that benefit is only for your life or your spouse's life, depending on how you set it up. So for a lot of people, that puts them off of the guaranteed portion of the portfolio. But where it does seem to work out well is for investors where the inheritance of the investment is not that big of an issue. They would rather focus on having more security, knowing that income for their life is assured, and they don't need to worry about one day not having enough funds in their living annuity to draw an appropriate income. So, and for investors who are a bit more risk averse, because you know what you get with that guaranteed annuity portion. So it depends on what the investor prefers and what they value most.
Okay, so it's not one size fits all. In other words, there are certain people that it will suit and certain people that it won't. You say you want to, the article that you wrote for BizNews, you say that you want to focus on investment platform hybrid annuities, living annuity with a lifetime income portfolio. You've explained a little bit of it, but maybe you could go into more detail. And you did mention the financial institution momentum. So maybe more about the product that you favour and why you favour it.
So the reason why I personally prefer the Momentum Wealth guaranteed annuity portfolio within a living annuity is that portion that you use to buy your guarantee with remains a value within your full contract. So with a living annuity, since it's in a living annuity, your normal rules of withdrawing an income still apply. So you can't withdraw less than 2.5% of the investment value, and you can't withdraw more than 17.5% of the investment value per year as an income. But since that guaranteed annuity portion remains a value in the total contract value, that means that let's say you are in a situation that you're going to reach the 17.5 max somewhere in your lifetime, like the chances of it is quite high.
Yeah.
Then that 17.5 is worked out on a larger investment value, so you can draw a more appropriate income for longer. So if you just compare that benefit next to a normal living annuity, where your income at 17.5% will fall drastically much more than worked out on the guaranteed annuity. So you can get more out of the value that you actually have available while you're still alive, and it not be fixed within the living annuity and you don't have access to it. That's one thing why I like the Momentum one specifically, is because they keep the purchasing value of the annuity within the total portfolio contract value.
What I like about it is one sentence towards the end of your article, which says the following. It says, essentially, it's one contract that contains both an investment account and an income guarantee. So you're getting the best of both worlds. And then you go on to say, no matter the form, all hybrid annuities aim for the same goal, and that is providing a balance between self-insuring and being insured for longevity. So, yeah, it is interesting, Isn't it? And it's actually, you know, hats off to the insurance industry for actually putting this product together, I think.
Yes. So especially in environments where interest rates that are offered within guaranteed products are high, it does have a lot of value. You get a lot of value for your money that you use to purchase that guaranteed income. So in environments where the interest rates are going to be lower, or your chances of getting better returns in the markets and keeping it all in the investment portion of the portfolio, then it most likely would not be the best option because you don't get proper value for money. But in like this period where we are now and have been for the past few years, where interest rates are high, you do get a lot of value for your money that you buy that income with. So you, because at the stage that you buy the guaranteed annuity, you lock in that interest rate for the rest of your life. So that is a big benefit at this stage where you can get a lot of value out of it.
Speaking of benefits, key benefits is another section of your article. And we may be repeating ourselves a little bit here, Maryse, but let's go through them. The first one that you start with is income for life. So go through that again, if you would.
Yeah, so with the guaranteed, like any normal life annuity, you guarantee yourself that income that you start with for the rest of your life. So, and the terms that at which you set it, it also depends on your personal preferences. So you can either say, okay, I want my income to increase with CPI each year, or I want it to increase by a fixed amount, like let's say 7% or 10% per year. Or you can say, no, I want the highest possible starting income, so let's keep it level for the rest of my life. But then you can set the terms of what you need at the beginning of the contract, and you are assured that you're going to receive that for as long as you live. And if you set it up between spouses, like on a deal on both lives, then they are both guaranteed that they will receive that income for the rest of their lives. It's just there is no benefit to third-party beneficiaries if you don't put on an additional guaranteed term.
Second benefit which you list is investment flexibility. The living annuity portion remains invested, and your annual income percentage, 2.5 to 17.5, which you've mentioned, can be changed yearly based on your gap purchase amount plus your living annuity value. We have mentioned that. What about estate planning? Why do you mention that?
Yes, so the living annuity portion that you still keep it invested in the markets, that's the value that will always be available to your beneficiaries. So let's say you set it up in a period where the interest rates are very high and the guarantee that you're paying back into your living annuity, because but my guaranteed income should increase with 10% a year. Then over time, you're going to reach a point where the guaranteed income that you're receiving back into your living annuity is more than you actually require on a monthly basis. So basically, you're increasing and keeping the value and protecting the value of the living annuity portion better, which when you work it out, it shows that the benefit available to your beneficiaries with the guaranteed annuity, if you set it up correctly, can actually be a lot more within a hybrid than compared to the same scenario in a living annuity. So depending on how you set it up and what your requirements are, you do have the opportunity to actually leave more to beneficiaries than if you're just actually in a straight out living annuity, depending on how it works out.
Okay. Another one is inflation protection. Particularly interesting at the moment, Maurice, because of inflation in South Africa being so beautifully handled at the moment by the South African Reserve Bank, currently, I think, CPI 2.8%. So what should you choose, CPI linked or fixed escalations, in your opinion, especially in a low inflation environment that we are enjoying at the moment?
I find that is investors' personal choice. But what I would usually recommend, because there are periods where the inflation that they work on is very low, and what you experience in your actual life with medical aid being going higher, rates and taxes going much higher than the CPI figure that they state, I usually say, okay, if you want to do a CPI-linked income, at least do a CPI plus a 2 or 3% at least. Otherwise, choose a fixed increase rate. But if you're going CPI, go CPI plus a few percentage points. You can go up to CPI plus 5. That's the max that you can choose.
Okay. The final point you make under key benefits is psychological comfort. In other words, you make the point that you can probably sleep at night. You don't put it quite like that, but that's what you're implying here. Psychological comfort, knowing essential expenses are covered, and that brings peace of mind. Of course it does. And this product allows that.
Yeah, so if you want to look at it as, let's buy an income in the guaranteed portion that would cover all my fixed expenses, like, for example, medical aid and housing and stuff like that, things that you need to live with and can't live without. And knowing, okay, but that is covered. Doesn't matter what the market does on a daily basis, I'm still going to be able to cover my fixed expenses. So you can put that portion of your income need in a guaranteed annuity so that pays out that portion of your income, and only life expenses are being taken out of the living annuity portion. And then you have peace of mind because you know, okay, doesn't matter what happens, I'm at least going to be able to cover my fixed expenses.
Okay. You say that you can cover your bases. That's the psychological comfort part. And also go for growth. And you can do both of those simultaneously with this particular product. But then there's another, right at the end of the article, there's a paragraph, or rather a chapter called considerations. And I read considerations as potential downsides. So is this a downside? Are there some downsides that you need to point out as well?
Yeah, so it, like I said, it's not for everyone. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It would depend on your needs and how it plays out in your scenario. So for a lot of people, like I said, the fact that you can't leave it to third-party beneficiaries, it's a big consideration. And well, as in the interest rate environment in which you buy the guarantee is also important. So you can always, in a hybrid annuity, purchase more on a later stage, but it's not to say that you're going to get the same value at a later stage than you are getting today. So that amount that you choose to put into a guarantee, it's important to make sure that is correct for you and for the what you expect going forward.
You've made the point that it's not a one-size-fits-all. You've just done it again there. And so when you say, when you sort of ask the question, who should consider a hybrid annuity, I don't think we should cover that now. I think we should just say the following, and that is go and see your financial advisor, your wealth manager, and sit down and say, this is my thoughts on inflation, this is my thoughts on this and that and everything that you've just mentioned and that is mentioned in the article. And your financial advisor will tell you exactly which one fits you, if indeed any product fits you. What are your final thoughts? Could you sort of sum up what you've said over the last few minutes, please, Maurice?
Yes, so I find that a lot of clients do feel that the hybrid annuity can be complicated. And that's why it is important to go see a financial advisor to make sure that you structure it correctly, because since the guaranteed portion is fixed for life, that's the terms that you sign it on at the beginning of retirement is very important. So you must make sure that you understand it perfectly before you make the decision to go into one. And comparing all the options are very important. The clean living annuity, life annuity, or the hybrid option. And if you're not, you know, if you don't work with it every day, it can seem a bit
difficult. It is complex.
That's the word I'm looking for. But yeah, so that's what I would also say. Just go and get proper financial advice and try to do it on your own, because you might be missing something that's a very important factor to consider.
Yes, indeed. And this is, again, I don't want to bore on about this point. You have to get advice on this one, because I know from my personality, if someone started talking to me about this over a braai or something, I'd immediately switch off. So you have to sit down and really concentrate, because I think the benefits are there to be had, should you be patient enough and understand the product enough.
Yes, exactly.
Maurice, thank you very much for your explanation. Maurice Reinach is from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.